A very, very, very good evening to you all. Eita, eita, hola, ontanga, eita, Zimbabwe, muhle. Welcome, welcome, welcome. A very good evening to you all. Welcome to Chirongwa Chetu Chevechidiki, uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Welcome, everybody. Today is Tuesday, the 15th of January, 2019. Hoza wena. Hi, bafethu. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Yeta yeta ula untanga, welcome, welcome, welcome to Chirongwa Chelu Chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection, mwineni msaikwa, uMike Hove. I'd like to take this opportunity, ukuthi ngilamulekele nonke uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo lamhlanje, mhlaka 15 January 2019. Welcome to the youth program, your one and only youth program, Studio 7's very own youth program that focuses on anything and everything youth related. Lamhlanje kuhlelo, tonight we take a look at the tech industry in Zimbabwe. What role is the tech industry playing in Zimbabwe? IT experts and economists and entrepreneurs have been quoted stating ukuthi the tech industry, not just in Zimbabwe but worldwide, can play a major role when it comes to, one, either societal development or societal falling, or the dividend between two different societies. What do I mean by that? Technology can be the reason as to why a society can grow economically, communicate faster and better, or it can be the reason why society stay behind and be misinformed or ill-informed, not get enough information. Let me give you guys an example. Isusu vanhu vanogara ku diaspora, thina abantu abahlala emazweni, patho kutumira ikumari kumusha uko, and we send money via MoneyGram and you all receive it, lihambe mabank lesithupha sakho and you collect your money. That's an example of technology at work. That right there is an example of how technology can uplift the society economically. Another example is, you know, for all of you guys abasemathandweni, abo lava lava what when your girlfriend or your wife or whoever calls you, city baby, baby, boo. Hi, nyakumbulo, shale mazweni. Can you video call me? Umuntu awazo, wabambukling when they video call you pa WhatsApp. Ontanga, that right there is technology at work. But, ontanga, speaking of social media or e-communication using e-technology, lamhlanje Zimbabwe, hi, something big happened, ontanga. Lamhlanje, we got reports ukuthi e-social media was shut down. Down, clamp down, brupa agula access to e-social media in Zimbabwe. Abanye bakhuluma ngezinto ezijeneyo, abanye bathi hi, if you have access to e-VPN, but e-virtual private network, you might have access to e-internet. But we're not sure. Sikhangela ukuthi ingcwethi ezangena kuhlelo lamhlanje siza sitshela okuningi ukuthi, is that possible? What exactly is going on in Zimbabwe? Is the shutdown legal? What exactly is going on in Zimbabwe? Ngenani kuhlelo. But, ontanga, before we delve deeper into today's program, where we delve into what exactly happened in Zolo, what exactly led to the shutdown, let me show you guys, give you guys a little taster of what exactly are we talking about, lamhlanje uhlelo. Tonight on The Connection, we speak to youth about the technology sector in Zimbabwe.
I'm the project officer for the FeedZW. It's a project under Magamba Network, and we work on cutting-edge online media content.
Using social media, it's a big way to reach out to the young people because that's where they spend most of the time.
VOA's very own Paul Ndiho speaks to Tavazo Tseisi and Priti Chavangu of the FeedZW, which is a youth-run online media outlet. The two tell us more about the company and how they're using technology to reach out to the masses. If you're looking to call into the program, +1 202 465 0318 is the number to call. You're tuned into The Connection on Studio 7. Lizwila Bontanga Manzwa, +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call. Can I'm sure open them wrong one? That's the only way to go there. Yeah, is a shutdown. Is a technology. Uye zen is rota kau naoka. Vechidiki kwa vechidiki vega asi masangano kasi anasi anagafana nana ZCTU. Vachi rati zira miguagwa yoku Zimbabwe. Vachi tikwete handi shopa announcement yakaitwa na nemtunga mirwenyika va Emerson Mnangagwa hanzi. Takanzwa wamnangagwa just a couple of days ago wachi announce wachiti fuel petrol ku Zimbabwe uko is now officially $3.31 per liter. Munhu wese akati handizvo ba. Fuel ku Zimbabwe is officially the most expensive in the world. Vanhu vakati aiwa muswa 14 January tikunoratidzira pa social media pakatendereka ka flyer kachiti aiwa 14 January is official shutdown day tikuvhara nyika bana chiri kuitika and ndezuro zvechokwadi ivo munhu wese akapinda muchirongwa vakaonawo mukuru wangu va Gives Dube uyezve tanonoka wandi vachinyatsa dzanya yacho vachiti aiwa ndizvo zvakaitika vanhu vakabuda vakanoratidzira mumigwagwa tikaonawo futi hanzi takuwanawo ma reports kuti aiwa manhero acho takanzwawo mauto anga kupinda mumigwagwa. Aiwa, ondana pindai muchirongwa mutudzo kuti imi especially imi vari kuZimbabwe makaonawo chii chachichiitika. +12026192077 ndiyo namba yekuti fonera kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa. Asi ndikuzivawo ndanyatso kuudzaiwo kuti aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka kumusha uko vanhu havasi kuonawo paFacebook paintaneti apa saka ivo kana muri kuZimbabwe muchidawo kuona chirongwa ichi musatye. I know I understand kuti hamumbowanawo mukana wokuonawo chirongwa but tiripo paradio saka tibatei pamasaisai anoti 4930-6080 uyezve pa15460. I see the rest of the world, bako na abantu, those that have access to internet, and I could www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, tripo zvekare pa www.voazimbabwe.com. I see, pane vango vanofarira Facebook, tripo zvekare pa Facebook, pa mapeji edu matatu, iripo www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, tripo zvekare pa ipo pa mapeji edu matatu pa Facebook pa VOA Ndebele pa VOA Shona uyezve pa VOA Studio 7. Ilo lutabo lukone kutwini wontanga lamhlanje ngiyalamukela nonke kuhlelo labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lilami u Mike Hobe. Namhlanje sithinta udaba le internet. Sizwile ukuthi eZimbabwe uhulumende wathi hayi izolo vele ngibone iarticle eyakhishwa by this new online medium platform ebizwa ukuthi TechZim. Bona bakhisha iarticle besithi uhulumende bequota iphephandaba ele Newsday besithi uhulumende ushilo wathi ngendlela izinto ezihamba ngayo sizayivala internet. Lamhlanje ekuseni sithi siyavuka ngempela kwaba le clampdown ku internet. So sifuna ukuzwa kini ukuthi likubona njani lokho kwenzakalayo uhulumende usevalile i-internet ontanga abaseZimbabwe. We they don't have access to us thina abasemelika unless siyabaxhuma ecingweni. So ngenani kuhlelo lisitshela umbono wenu mayelana ngalokho kwenzakalayo izolo njalo sibone abasakhulayo betshengisela emgwaqweni ngenxa yokuthi umongameli a couple of days ago wayenze announcement enkalakahla umongameli wathi officially gas is $3.31 per liter in Zimbabwe, making it the most expensive gas in the world. Abasakhulayo njalo abantu amalunga wenhlanganiso wabo ZCTU abo this flag but hayibo ngeke mongameli yini lento usufuna ukusiyenza usufuna ukusibulala but hayi mhla ka 14 January siyatshengisela ngempela izolo sibabonile laba bangenile yokuhlelo izolo libe lethuba lokuxoxisana lo Gives Dube kanye lo Thandwa kaWande and you heard ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala eZimbabwe. So lamhlanje ngempela it's day 2 of the shutdown sifuna ukuzwa kini ukuthi 1 are you in support of the shutdown, 2 yini umbono wenu mayelana nge social media clampdown, singisithi social media nge internet clampdown eZimbabwe. But joining me through the phone umnumzana waseZimbabwe silo umnumzana uBevan. Bevan, how are you doing my brother?
I'm very good, Mike. And yourself?
I am perfect. I'm perfectly goodest. Welcome to our youth program.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And good evening to the listeners.
Definitely. So, Bevan, tell me something. When are you in Zimbabwe, what exactly is going on? I hear with the social media, tololo, there's nothing. No one has access to the internet.
Yeah, we seem to be having a bit of challenges accessing the internet since morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure what is happening. I don't want to speculate, but we don't have access to the internet. And yeah, it's quite a big problem, mm-hmm. considering that some of the financial systems that we rely on mm-hmm. a daily basis actually rely on internet connectivity. So we are on a bit of a, you know, in a bit of a fix, if I can put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, you, yeah. Bevan, you work with finance, focusing on the technology industry. What are the implications of a shutdown like this? Pillar, it's now officially become the whole day, internet.
Yes. Okay. So basically, if you look at the way transactions happen in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. we've got the de facto national switch, which is called Zim switch.
Mm-hmm.
By default, it is what we regard as the national switch. So we've got all the member banks in Zimbabwe, which are about 18 of them, interconnecting to Zim switch
mm-hmm.
via what we call IPsec tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
So IPsec channels are actually, channels which have streamed through the internet
mm-hmm.
as means of interconnecting the banks and Zim switch.
Mm-hmm.
So because the internet has been shut down, it means the tunnels have also been cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, since the internet was cut off, there wouldn't be any transactions coming from any of the banks
mm-hmm.
Being switched through, the national switch.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, the whole system would not have processed a single transaction today
mm-hmm.
Because of this, internet shutdown, which mm-hmm. is quite unfortunate,
Now, early on, I saw on social media, VPN, what. And someone was mentioning who are part of government have access to the internet, others don't. Does a shutdown like this affect government sectors such as, I guess, the certain government members who are part of a bank, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Does this affect them, or does it affect their pockets? Does it affect the company's GDP for today?
It actually affects everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at it, when people talk about VPN, what they're basically trying to do is to bypass the local IPSs, which provide the internet services.
Mm-hmm.
So what you literally need is you need a Wi-Fi connection at mm-hmm. your place, and then you can actually bypass the ISP.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you'll be riding on the backbone of that Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be interconnecting to services, say, in America or in Britain for that internet access. So what has also happened now is that the Wi-Fi service has been terminated.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot even talk about VPN.
Mm-hmm.
Because at one point in the morning, a friend of mine was actually connecting via VPN using mm-hmm. his home Wi-Fi. But that was also terminated. So it's quite a mess. So there are no financial transactions in terms of transaction processing that can actually, be processed through the national switch, like I've said.
Mm-hmm.
However, you've got alternatives such as, the EchoCash,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't go through, Zim switch. So people are still able to do, transactions via USSD menus
mm-hmm.
Offered by EchoCash, which is okay. Because if you look at EchoCash itself, those guys basically control 98% of the mobile money services within the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the volume in comparison to all the transactions that happen in the country, we are talking about 20% of the total transaction volume that happens in the country. So this
mm-hmm.
includes RTGS transactions, POS transactions. Unfortunately, we can't talk about ATM transactions anymore because we haven't had working ATMs in a very long while now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Vasha Peter, chimbotisana nguraiwo kane rurimi rwamai kuti chii chainyatsoitika nhasi, tamuka vanhu vakawanda kuZimbabwe vamuka vakati aiwa regai nimbotarisawo pa WhatsApp, pa Twitter, pa dandemutande apo pa internet vaonawo runare ruchiti aiwa maya hapana chinhu chiri kuitika nhasi. Chii chainyatsoitika kuZimbabwe?
Ipa papa nonetsa kuziva mukuru wangu handidi kunyepa because tatomukawo tichida kutoitawo matransactions edu. Kwakutongoonawo internet yakadzima kwakutoona kuti izvo kana kuaccessa maremote banks kwatinomboita hakusi kuaccesseka hapana kana kuvhura browser rekuvhura kana Google chairo rekuvhurika hapana chiri kuvhurika WhatsApp haichashanda taakungoshanda angoma SMS nemavoice calls Saka ma situation akadaiswa normally panenge pane central control inenge ripo yangodzima kune ma authorities vanenge vane ma powers acho vanenge vangodzima internet because normally what would happen is the portal anotanga vaya vachivhara bandwidth kuti itange kuita slower zvinofrustrate wa ma users vozopedzisira wangozvida kwazongodzima. Saka takagara kudai so hatisi kuziva kuti zvichafamba sei kana kuti zvakamira sei tangomirirawo kuti vakuru vagadzirise.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vasapeta, chimbobatai parunhare timbotorawo umwe guest wedu ari kubva kupinda muchirongwa nyezwa jalo kuti we have our second guest umnumzana uHannibal Ndlovu. Ndlovini skipani puto. Siyezwa phela ukuthi hayi bathi social media dololo ilizwe lonke.
Hayi ngabe yiyodwa phela ngabe siyathaba kodwa yikho kunengi i-social media internet yonke isebenzi namuhla jaha.
So bathi kwenze njani bani uyicitshileyo i-internet?
Asitshela kuphela sibona kuphela kungavuli lutho baba. Uthi uyavula ngale ubona kuvuleki, uthi uyavula lokhu akuvuleki, amagesi awathengeki, manje senze njani?
So ekuseni uyazi, ekuseni yazi ngithe ngivuli i-internet angithi ngithi hayi ngiyavuka ekuseni ngithi ngcono ngixoxisane labontanga siyeze ukuthi kanti kwahamba njani ekhaya. Ngizwa abontanga abaningi besithi hayi lamhlanje bhuti wami I'm on VPN bathi virtual what awusichazisele ngamafishane ukuthi i-VPN kahle kuyini njalo uyisebenza njani.
I-VPN singathi yi-connection esebenza nge-internet. So ukuze usebenze i-VPN kumele ube ne-internet. Kunje ngokuthi i-VPN ikhupha i-connection yakho kwelinye ilizwe. So wena lapho ohlala khona ungahlala eZimbabwe lingavala i-WhatsApp yakho. Ungavula leyo VPN uthi yona ivuleke e-America. Ama WhatsApp akho ayasevela nani wena use-America. Kodwa kule into uthi zisebenzi kumele ube ne-internet. So ekuqaliseni ekuseni abantu abane babona i-WhatsApp ithi ivaliwe. Bavula ama VPN abo i-WhatsApp ayasebenza. Phambi kwesikhathi i-internet yangikhona ngokwayo yasivalwa. Manje i-VPN apho ayisongisebenze kunima kuthwana usena nto esebenzayo lapho sokuvaliwe konke.
Kodwa mnumzana ukuze i-VPN ime ukusebenza ngike ngazwa intathelizindaba yethu umnumzana uGibson Bebe esichasisela ukuthi when i-internet started slowing down ekuseni eningi labantu like you said started accessing i-VPN and then after a while it just stopped, kusho ukuthi someone stopped i-internet completely shutting down. Now ukuze lokho kwenzekale certain institutions like for example i-Portras have to give it the go ahead, is that not true?
According to the laws and the rules, the Post and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe would give that instruction, yes.
Is it possible that anyone else can do it besides that?
No, not to my knowledge. Because the IAP, the Internet Access Providers, are given their licenses by Portras, and they are governed by Portras. The rules they follow are governed by Portras. Yes.
I see. Akuzwa mnumzana. So tell me something, Hannibal. Today we're talking about a shutdown. Of course, coincidentally, after so many things have happened in the country. Izolo, I was explaining to my other guest, umnumzana uBevan, that coincidentally I was going through the internet and I read an article on TechZim. Yes. And they were quoting Newsday in an article that was saying that Portras was ordered by government to shut down the internet. Next day, Tololo internet has gone. Who exactly has the authority to shut down the internet?
Well, you're looking for a specific individual, we wouldn't know. But as the article you are mentioning is stating, the organization in charge of that is, as you say, Portras. But specific individuals, information is hard to come by.
Now, I have a quick question. Not so long ago, I was actually reading up on several different acts and bills in Zimbabwe, and I came across the cybersecurity bill. Is the shutting down of the internet in Zimbabwe right now, what was done by the government, is it legal?
depending on the state of the nation or the determined state of the nation, yes, mm-hmm. it can be very legal.
Mm-hmm.
So, as seen by Umnumzana when Utsampungapo, if he determines a state of national emergency, mm-hmm. he is given certain powers and privileges determined by the situation in the nation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm sure it's very legal
okay.
in certain instances, depending on the state of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Let me take our call, one of our callers quickly, and then I'll come back to both of you, Bevan and Lohanipal. Ndrugunzog Tinemte Riparnari Vachals Munyaka. Vamyaka Magadi and Baba.
Hello.
Eh, Mapinda Gam Churongo Baba.
Mapinda Churongo.
Zrufam Berem Dad.
Yeah, Zunagidu.
Dave.
As you know, you get a dice of little one way, and as you know, some of the Bugos here and Sango, a panel got on work.
In one hour, about Muru Zimbabwe, and didn't that?
In Muru Zimbabwe,
yeah, got to Kurkureka. Saga Nasimambo, one home can a room boat, Mombo, don't go rogue to teach you to get up by internet.
After I'm going to come soon.
Saka nasi i day 2 ye shutdown is zvaka mira sei koko?
Ah zvino zvakango zviri dororo zvakadhaka.
Zvakadhaka.
Hakuna mira zvakanaka usiku vamwengo tifona hatina mwe kudaro kupunzwa dzimba raki kumbare vachikana vatieka kudzimba murwana vadiki. Hawa uchinzvisa chazvidi kudaro so.
Aiwa. Aiwa mukoma takunzwa zvakanaka tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handisi.
Ndofuma kadai kuri kuchema kwedu asi kuchemera chi
So mkoma chale ndikubvunze mvunzo wangu kupedzisira tisata endera mberi ndichitaura ne magesa angu hapa muri munhu wechidiki here Ah, alright, mutori muovet. Imi ne maondero enyu, chii chofana kuitika ka kuti nyai igadziriswe nekuti nezuro takaona uka kana makatarisa pa Facebook vanhu vakapisa mataya vanhu vari kuti aiwa taneta nezviri kuitika munyika. Hanzi gas $3.31 handizvoba kuti kuZimbabwe takubhadhara the most expensive fuel munyika. Chii chofana kuitika nekuti mutungamiriri wenyika vamwe vari kutoudzwa kuti aiwa mukadai ndizvo zvinoita kuti nyika igadziriswe.
Right. How to come here with the Achaba in the Atkwanizi, but the government is no more of a reason. If you are going to talk about the Targuda weapon, Zarwa, the other one, the Pinda Pamongo. Yes.
Hai, saka imi nemaondero enyu todi manje kuti nyika iende mberi.
Zvakuda iwe president ngavagare pasi nevana vavo. Yes.
Ah,
kwezi kunaka kune vakuru zvinhu zvakaonakira. Kune vadiki hakuna chavari kuwana. Chokwadi. Mari yacho haana, mari yakapera, mapraisi okwira. Kushanda hasi kushanda. For example, ndakanopaka moto yangu pambari. Vanhu kubada kuchengeterawo moto. Uri vanhu kutaura here?
Ndiri kunzwa.
Ndakati nai fani tasa age yandiri. Nezvauri kukumbirawo mari kwandiri. Zvokati baba vangu. Ndofunga imizero yenyu ndoriri kubasa. Inini ndiri kuno. Tasa ndaona mukana kuti nai muri wawo inini mwana wenyu. Sezvo ini ndiye mukana wokushanda. Just think mwana mudika ndinotaura zvakadaro kwandiri. Zvinorwadza zvakadii. Ende zvinosinisa zvakadii.
Aiwa takunzwai baba tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handisi.
Midiya yedu yavhara handiti. Ezvino muzvikuru radio yavo haikwanisi kutaura chokwadi chokwadi chinotaura chete idheti nezuva. Chino chokwadi chinobuda muZimbabwe vakutaura kuti zvakonzwa neopposition hakutataura chapa kuti musoro utene chigadziriswe kuti izvo purezidendi wayo agadziriswe kuti izvo apa napa ndo pakakanganisika togadzira so.
Asi muri kutinzwawo here paredhiyo tichiri kuwika zvakanaka here paredhiyo?
Hallo?
Ndati isu seStudio 7 tiri kuhwika zvakanaka here paredhiyo?
Ndizvozvo zvinongoita muchikata zvichidaro.
Aiwa, alright, tagunza zvakanaka vamunyaka, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo. So balaleli mtsakazo muhle liyamuzwa umnumzana uCharles Munyaka uyasho ukuthi izinto eZimbabwe azimanga kuhle. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi njengoba uhulumende yena ubona ngani isenzo sakhe sokukhwesa iprice air fuel is the best way to move forward. Yena uthi asivumelane lohulumende. Hayi cha. Uthe khonapho umongameli wenzile iphutha elikhulu akwenzi. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi abantu basaqhubekela phambili betshengisele emgwaqweni na, wathi hayi cha, abantu abekho emgwaqweni kodwa bacatshile ngenxa yokuthi amabutho they are out there in the streets kuthiwa hayi siyabadinga abantu. Hey, mthokazo buhle, ngenani kuhlelo +12026192077. That's the number call nga ofisi ungena kuhlelo. Tell us what exactly are you experiencing ngale eZimbabwe. Izolo sibonile abontanga njalo abantu abadala just like umnumzana uCharles Munyaka, labanye abantu who are part of ama civic organizations afana labo this flag njalo other organizations such as ZCTU bashilo bathi mhlaka 14 never we are shutting down iZimbabwe. Ngempela kwayenzakala izolo. Kodwa these protests izinto turned a little violent. Sazi sabona uhulumende izolo ngishilo ngathi I was reading i-article eyakhishwa on a TechZim which was quoting iNewsday bona besithi uhulumende had allegedly told iPortras ukuthi hayi kusasa kumele uvale internet. Lamhlanje surprise surprise abantu besithi bayavuka ekuseni internet slowly stopped working. And then eventually, I is into stopped working in its totality. So let's go to Emakasini too. VOA Ndebele. Siyobona ukuthi abantu bathini. Ngibona umnumzana uSteven Malaba ukuthi kwenzakalani ekhaya. Sikhathazekile ukuthi i-social media ingasasebenzi. Why? Umluleki Moyo uthi benzele ukushaya kahle abantu siyazi. Confirming exactly lokho okushiwo ngumnumzana uCharles Munyaka. Uleseri Mulaya uthi linjani mahlabe Zulu mnumzana mnumzana leseri unjani. Untombizodwa Mahlangu uthi tsho ya untombizodwa uqhubekele wathi bafuna singaboni mabe bulala abantu mama hehe. Uzink Mike Manando uthi abafuni ukuthi abantu betshengisele abantu abahwa outside the country ukuthi how is the situation going. We know that the ruling party is violent. Hi mnumzana, ama allegations. Umsunduzo uthi ya khona bafuna singabone ukuthi baqhuma njani abantu. Yane abantu. Let me go back to my guest. I'm going to talk to my official ukuthi what exactly is happening. Ecingweni mnumzana uHoneybound Ndlovu njalo uBevan Shapeta. UBevan is an expert in financial within the tech world. UHoneybound laye he's an IT expert. So let me go back to umnumzana uBevan siye zokunenga ukuthi Bevan, what exactly is going on. So Bevan, early on we were touching on the implications of such a thing when we're talking about finances. How much money could the country lose today? Is it something that's worth it just to shut Abantu up?
Well, in terms of quantifying the money, it's a bit difficult. But as you know, most of the people in this country are in informal trading. So it's really difficult to quantify how much money those guys would have lost today. Because nothing is really formalized, you know. You've just got a small section of the population who are formally employed. And the statistics are not something that are readily available at the moment. But obviously there is a lot of business that has been lost because of the shutdown, because you can't do the normal post transactions.
But let me ask you something, Bevan. Like you said, a huge chunk of the population is working within the informal sector, and then labantu are trading via EcoCash. You yourself said Uguti EcoCash is still very much so functional. So is this really a big hit on the economy?
If you look at the informal traders per se, I wouldn't say that it's a big hit. because the informal traders are actually continuously accepting, you know, payment via EcoCash. But then the problem comes when people are now speculating in terms of the rate between the EcoCash money versus the US dollar. Well, remember, fuel prices just increased by more than a double fold.
Mm-hmm.
And people now are being very speculative when it comes to the pricing of their current stock that they've got at the moment. So some people are hesitant to sell mm-hmm. because they don't really know whether they are able to restock after selling what they've got at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are simply holding back onto what they've got at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who want to sell, EcoCash is available. You know, people are trading using EcoCash. Which is the basic trading platform for informal traders. Unfortunately, we only have a few traders who use what is called MPOS. MPOS is a mobile POS,
mm-hmm.
which is issued by Stewart Bank at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a bit of a negligible number in terms of the actual number of traders in the country. But the rest who use EcoCash, they can trade.
Okay. Well, folks, Limzwile umnumzana uBevan Shapeta. Bevan, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Do you have any last words that you want to leave for the people? Tell us a little about what exactly you're seeing, and then we just have to let you go, buddy.
At the moment, I'm actually confined to my house.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been outside there.
Uh-huh.
I've rather played safe.
So, is that the advice you're giving people? Play it safe?
Yeah. So I wish the best to my countrymen. I'm one of those people who want the best for this country.
Mm-hmm.
This is our land. It belongs to everybody, black, white, Shona Ndebele, everybody. So we are all supposed to be happy in our own land. So whatever differences we've got at the moment, I pray and hope that we are able to resolve them
mm-hmm.
so that we can move forward as a country for the benefit of our children, and our children's children.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you very much for inviting me to the talk.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shapeta. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So let me move on to my other guest. And then, as promised earlier on Ntanga, namhlanje kuhlelo, we're talking about tech. We're not just focusing on Zimbabwe. I know the shutdown is something that's really impacting ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe, but this is something that's not unique to Zimbabwe. This has happened in several different other countries in Africa. So I'm going to bring in another guest of mine who's spoken on so many different tech platforms, and he's a host here at VOA. He's going to talk to me a little more about what exactly happens whenever these kind of shutdowns happen. But hold your brakes. Let me go back to Hannibal, and then when we let go of Hannibal, we'll go to my other guest. Hannibal, usakho necingweni?
Ngikhona baba.
Right, mnumzana. So let me wrap up with you. When ukhona ngale eHarare, abantu are aching to know, especially laba abaphile emazweni, ukuthi what exactly is going on. Awusitshela ukuthi what have you seen namhlanje on the ground? Ngiyazi ukuthi you once left the house, and I'm sure you got to see what exactly was going on around you.
So the main thing is ama business wonke ama former businesses avaliwe.
Mhm.
Ngisho ama garage avaliwe, ama fast food outlets o chicken in bavaliwe everywhere you go.
Mhm.
Kulabantu nje abazimele emakhoneni yebona ukuthi kwenzakalani, akulanto ehambayo ekhanya yonke efenze namuhla.
Mhm.
So it feels like it's very close towards a ghost town, as you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few cars traveling, you know. You'd be surprised to find Avondale or Borodale or even town had one or two cars driving around,
mm-hmm.
which is not normal. Normally, you would have traffic jams and motors being in the harbor. Go to Namutai, Avondale's entire, Avapomanga's in Zimbabwe. So it's an eerie day.
And then my last question to you, Mnumzana, before I let you go, let's speak a little about the cybersecurity bill then. You mentioned ukuthi as long as uMongameli sees it fit, they can shut down the internet. And it's now izolo sibone abantu bephuma ngobunenge babo shutting down, abanye were pushing the message on social media besitha hayi abojaha come out, let's protest, abanye were now starting to burn tires and whatnot. Is that a reasonable cause to shut down the internet?
I wouldn't be able to tell you what the people who ordered the shutdown determined as reasonable cause.
Mm-hmm.
But I can point to the fact that the social media was helping in spreading the message,
mm-hmm.
peaceful or otherwise, informative or otherwise. The social media was being used to inform everyone else what is going on,
mm-hmm.
where to be and where not to be, where it's safe and where it's not safe.
Mm-hmm.
So the tool was used.
Mm-hmm.
How it was used is another thing, but mm-hmm. the tool was being used. Whether for right or for wrong, the people of Zimbabwe were using the tools available to them to spread the message that they're spreading. So now when it comes to is it right or wrong or should they or should they not,
mm-hmm.
that is now a thought path that is only can be asked to those people who deem that it's not right and shut it down, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, Ndlovini, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Have a good night and be safe.
Same to you, sir.
So, mthoka kumuhle liyamuzo umnumzana uHannibal Ndlovu uyasho ukuthi well, it's I guess umongameli always has to determine what he sees fit as to whether it's necessary or not to shut down the internet. Lina lokubona njani? +12026192077 that's the number to call. Pindai mchirongwa ngati kurukurei. Vanhu vechidiki murikupi pindai mchirongwa. But let me go to our page quickly and then Zatati careful nyana, we'll take a quick breather and then we'll go back. Ngizaba ngilo guest wami in studio lami. Umnumzana u Steven uyabuza ukuthi is this allowed yini ukuthi they just close the internet just because it's shame ukuthi umhlaba ubone ukuthi abantu abasamfuni bakhathele lokho ngeke kwenzeke ukuthi abantu bayithande iZanu PF International Court mayingenele eZimbabwe isibophele izigelekeqe ezizibiza ngama leaders. Hey, mbona ngani yena uSteven uthi hayi akavumi lalokho kwenzakalayo eZimbabwe, avume nezizo zwiri kuyethika kuZimbabwe. Pinda imchirongwa ngenani kuhlelo. So ontanga, let's take a quick breather and then when we come back I'll have my guest in studio where we'll talk a little more about Africa as a whole and of course what's happening in Zimbabwe. Pinda imchirongwa msatize +12026192077 is the number to call. Call me ontanga.
Hey, hola, Deepiko, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ore. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, Mwafunu Kumalami, can I shout neni? Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
I'm a flower. I'm a singer, I'm a fan, I'm a
Uhlelo D-Connection lilami uMike Hove lamhlanje 15 January 2019. So far ontanga abangenileyo, you heard my two guests, umnumzana uShepherd, sengishithi Shepherd, uBeven Shapeta, njalo umnumzana uHoneybound Dlovu, both work in the IT business. Shepherd was attesting to how this is impacting e-finances in Zimbabwe. Sizwile njalo umnumzana uHoneybound Dlovu, he was explaining more as to how this whole idea works, how the VPN works, etc., etc., etc. Sizwile abanye bengena kuhlelo. I read my comments. Wango wathi hayi wahandi zobathi ivumrane zwiri kuitika kuZimbabwe. Well, I want to hear from you all. But ontanga, earlier on I promised you ukuthi we're not just focusing on Zimbabwe. This instance is not unique to Zimbabwe. Ontanga, such things have happened in different countries. So to talk about that, I have a guest of mine, the host of Upfront Africa. He's also a VOA reporter, Jackson Bunganyi. Jackson, brother.
What's up?
Welcome.
What's up, Mike?
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
It's good to
How
be
you feeling
here
today?
I'm feeling good. How about you? I love the energy.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah. This is how we feel.
I
this
like
is
it.
Show.
I
we
like it,
bro.
I like it. I like it.
You just heard some of my guests
right
talking about.
I mean, I caught snippets here and there.
Okay.
Like, you guys are switching, you know, back and forth.
We were too jazzy for you, bro. Basically, today in Zimbabwe, I'm sure you are up with the news.
Right.
There's not just a social media shutdown, a clampdown on the internet.
Right.
I told my viewers and my guests, this is not unique to Zimbabwe.
It's not new.
So you have been a speaker on so many different panels. You've hosted so many different panels where people have spoken about technology.
Mm.
How does clamping down the social media help or benefit government?
Honestly, it does not help. And I sincerely don't understand why they still do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen that over the years, as more Africans have continue to have access to the internet,
mm-hmm,
governments that worried about what that power, what the citizens can use with that power,
mm-hmm,
whenever there is a little bit of a problem, mm-hmm, in the country, they rush to clamp down on the internet.
Of course, of course.
Mm-hmm. Because this is a platform for mobilization.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the main fears is in most sub-Saharan governments or sub-Saharan countries is that they will see a repeat of the Jasmine Revolution in 2011,
mm-hmm,
in Tunisia, mm-hmm, in Egypt, mm-hmm, in Libya,
mm-hmm,
where young people used the internet as a platform, especially
super
social
proud
media,
mm-hmm,
to mobilize, to speak out,
mm-hmm,
against the government,
mm-hmm,
to protest, to coordinate,
mm-hmm,
and to share information and,
mm-hmm,
knowledge. But it, in cases where we've seen clampdowns, and say in Cameroon,
mm-hmm,
in Uganda,
mm-hmm,
in the DRC, and,
mm-hmm,
other places, we know that this is not effective.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an effective tool or a mechanism by the government,
mm-hmm,
because people have a way around it. I'm sure,
mm-hmm,
in some of your guests have
you
actually spoken
about VPN.
And I had, mm-hmm, used a VPN, and there's so many ways to work around, because,
mm-hmm,
you know, technology, as much as you think you can control it or contain
it's untamable.
It, you cannot tame,
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm. So that's, you actually just mentioned a very important thing. I obviously can speak well when it comes to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the first time that, you know, social media has taken over. I'm sure you've heard the story of Pastor E, who was speaking against the Mugabe regime.
Yes.
And he had to flee to America,
mm-hmm,
and whatnot and so
that's,
forth.
That's
and so
the,
forth.
The gentleman with the flag.
With the flag,
yes,
this flag,
yes,
movement.
Yes, yes.
This is the second time. He's also somehow, his name is also in the mix.
Mm.
Can you curb social media?
You cannot.
Can people?
Here is free advice to Mnangagwa and all other leaders on the continent.
Uh-huh.
You cannot curb this beast, okay?
Uh-huh.
You can be honest with your people, with,
mm-hmm,
your citizens. Let them talk. Let,
mm-hmm,
them air out their grievances,
mm-hmm,
with the government, with whatever government policy that they're not happy with. Let them talk. Let them talk it out. You cannot stifle them anymore. This is not 2007. It's not 1977, is not 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Days have changed, and actually this also in a way speaks to the leadership on the continent,
mm-hmm,
is that many of our leaders who have been around for so many years,
mm-hmm,
do not understand, they have not seen the transformation or the transition that have happened in their societies mm-hmm. and appreciated the power that comes with, for example, technology, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. internet.
You just hit something on the nail. You've seen, in Africa, we've seen a wave of young people yes. all of a sudden are coming into these positions of power. And a lot of them understand and utilize social media mm-hmm. to the max.
Absolutely.
Is this something that comes with the understanding of how social media is supposed to work?
If you're a leader who is plugged in mm-hmm. Into the community mm-hmm. and to the young people and the needs and how they do things, you'll understand that, one, like we said, you cannot clamp down on social media or on the internet. Mm-hmm. That's not an effective way.
Mm-hmm.
You can engage them on these platforms. Mm-hmm. Use the platforms to engage them, actually. This is a way for you to actually reach out to them and have your say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make your points clear to mm-hmm. these people why you're doing what you're doing. For example, in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. it would be useful for the president to use social media to reach out to young people on the streets and say, mm-hmm. hey, listen, we know you're not happy about this, but mm-hmm. this is what we're trying to do with mm-hmm. it.
Okay.
But then when you clamp down on people, then it feels like you're hiding something.
Mm, of course.
Mm-hmm. And then they want to find out. That's the mm-hmm. human instinct.
You want to know what's behind.
Mm-hmm. What are you hiding? Mm-hmm. Why are you refusing us to congregate, to speak mm-hmm. to each other, to mobilize,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Okay. Well, Mahlabe Zulu Liyamuzwa umnumzana uJackson Vunganyi, he's the host of Upfront Africa. Uyachasisa ukuthi yena ngombono wakhe lokho kwenziwe nguhulumende akusiza zwibatsire hanzi aiwa murutsandisa nguva sehulumende aiwa vapa vamnangagwa mutungamiriri wenyika advice hanzi mutungamiriri wenyika kana makangwara aka munongovhura internet mosiyawo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti zvikudzei kuti aiwa vamnangagwa ndiyo nyaya ndizvo zvichemo zvedu. Imine maondering, muno vumirana na ere. Do you agree, lo mnumzona u Jackson Vunganyi? Dinga koshipela. +12026192077 is the number to call. Linga koshipela njalo kuti liyakhona ukusibhalela imilayezelo kuma page emakhasinethu amathathu, VOA Studio 7. Sikhona njalo ku VOA Shona. Tiripo zvekare pa VOA Ndebele. So ngena nikuhlela ontanga ngati kurukurei. Now, back to you, Jackson. Let's continue the conversation. You were talking about how you feel it's very necessary for leaders to understand this wave,
right.
this beast we're going to call technology.
Right, technology, yes.
You spoke about how it, as citizens, a lot of people feel when you clamp down on social media or just technology in general, you have something to hide.
Right.
Has this happened in different countries, and what can you speak
Absolutely.
To about that?
Absolutely. Look at Cameroon. Mm-hmm. Was it last year, 2016, 2017, there was an internet shutdown in parts of Cameroon where Anglophone members of the population feel marginalized by the government of Paul Biya.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to shut down the internet for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
It did not
months.
Stop. Yeah, it did not
Jesus.
Stop a young man, a 17-year-old, mm-hmm. to win a competition that was, I think it was by Google. This young man, I will find out the information later, but I remember he won one of the most coveted prizes by Google, innovation mm-hmm. prizes, technology, and you had to have access to internet to
of
be
course.
Able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that showed me, I mean, that Cameroon is just one of them. There mm-hmm. are many other countries on the continent where the government has felt that it's necessary to clamp down, to shut down the internet, so people cannot communicate
mm-hmm.
With one another. But it's not effective. There mm-hmm. are technologies around these clampdowns. That's how technology works. Mm-hmm. One technology doesn't work for
it
you.
It feeds another one.
That's the way it works. That's mm-hmm. the way it functions. And you have to be aware and awake to the fact that people need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
People need to communicate. Mm-hmm. And this is where we are this is 2019, actually. Mm-hmm. I was going to say 2017. We're in 2019. Time flies. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And nothing changes faster than technology.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to be effective in clamping down the internet and stopping people from talking. Let people talk, man.
Okay. I was speaking, you heard me speaking to Hannibal, and he was explaining how when a clampdown happens, it's because the president sees it fit, or they declare it a state.
Or they feel threatened.
Exactly. And they feel it's necessary. Zimbabwe has their cybersecurity bill, that and the cybersecurity bill, of course, states that when the president looks at the situation, right, he goes, it's getting a little too rowdy. Now, I wouldn't say not working, but it's getting a little too rowdy, and it's not, right, according to him, in the interest of the country.
Right.
We're going to clamp it down.
Right. It is not working, obviously. Is it working in Zimbabwe? I don't know. You mean talking about what are the young people saying?
So a lot of people are saying different things. Earlier on, I was speaking to Hannibal, and he was attesting how he had something that he described as the trickling down of the internet, where when they woke up in the morning, internet, I'm sure you've seen it in third world nations, where the internet is extremely slow. And then eventually, just boom, it stopped. Now, a lot of people, of course, that we're communicating with right now are based in neighboring countries such as South Africa and whatnot and whatnot and whatnot. But Zimbabweans are still able to join the program. You heard one of my callers that came in. The phone still works, brother.
Right?
the phone still works. But let me hold you there.
The thing is that, I mean, before we, you know, we run out of time, I just wanted to mention that access to information is a fundamental freedom.
Of course.
And people should not feel that they have to ask or beg from their governments for permission to speak or to interact with one another. Okay, so as a government for the people, by the people, you just got elected with a clear mandate of the people.
Of course.
Why would you shut them down?
Why would you shut the voice of God? No. He says the voice of the people is the voice of God.
Right. So by shutting down the people, you're shutting down the voice of God, right? All right. For no better time.
Let me hold you right there for 1 second. Let me take one more call, and then we're going to wrap up the program. Yes, uthi silomlale lecingweni umnumzana usithole. Sithole unjani baba?
Ngiyaphila baba kakhulu.
Usungenile phela kuhlelo.
Yebo baba.
Ukhona ngale kwele South Africa. Kuhamba njani? Yini umbono wakho ngodabula segudwini lamhlanje?
Hayi, lolu daba lolungini lokho lubhekile lapha ku-TV. Hayi, kunzima kakhulu lokho kwenzakala eZimbabwe. Kodwa yinto enzima, kodwa yinto ejabulisayo futhi ngalokho okwenziwa ngabantu. Kube buhlungu kakhulu ngalokho sekwenzakala ukuthi amasotsha asuka bulala abantu abanganazikhali. Kuyinto ebuhlungu lokho ukuthi amapholisa wona asebenziselani kanti inhlamvu kubantu abangeke bababuyisele ngenhlamvu nabo. Kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu ngoba bona ngomthetho kube bayenza into yomthetho, kuye kufanele babambe abantu or babakhuze nje kuphela ngokuba bahamba bebabopha bebavalela. Kungcono lokho kunokuthi basebenzise ukubulala engathi sekuyimpi. Kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu kubantu beZimbabwe, kodwa into engijabulisayo ukuthi indlela abantu beZimbabwe abafike babambana ngakhona kube kwenzakala nangesikhathi sokhetho ngendlela ababambane ngayo. Kube iZANU-PF yaphuma kudala, kodwa ngendlela esembona ngakhona, hayi, iZANU-PF nayo bayihlulile kakhulu abantu, babe nepower kudlula yona igovernment.
Awutshele-ke Mbongeni, ubona ngani abontanga kumele baqhubekele phambili betshengisela na?
Ya, hayi, leyo nto leyo, and abantu abaningi ngikhuluma ngabo lapha pha, hayi, wonke abantu bakhanya besekela le nto, besithi ngabe kuyenzeka wonke umuntu ahambe ayekhona la elisana nalesi simo. Ngoba yinto esiyenzeka leyo kutsho ukuthi yinto esisidelelwa kakhulu izane PF, sisidelela kwaze kwadlulisa. Wonke umuntu engikhuluma naye lapha vele bakwate kakhulu ongawukuthi vele banesifiso sokuthi kube kuyenzeka bahambe.
Bahamba
eZimbabwe hayi khona le ayelisana neZANU-PF. Hayi, lento abayenzayo kakhulu vele baqhubekele phambili kakhulu futhi okuthi iZANU-PF iziphume embusweni. Asisafuni ukubuyela emuva kulokho, nami nganikeza ipower enkulu ukuthi bangabuyeli emuva, baqhubeke ngakho. Noma amasosha bengathi izinto sezi-right, abantu bona baqhubeke besiya phambili kakhulu. Mina nganikeza ipower enkulu kakhulu ngoba indlela abantu abakwase ngayo nala, noma ukhuluma nobani ayakutshela ukuthi hayi, into eyenzakalaleyo inzima, ayikho right kakhulu kokuthi nabo banesifiso sokuthi kube bahamba bayekhonale bayebhekana nalesiya simo esenzakala laphana. Ngoba sifela izihlobo zethu ezilisana lokuthi sikhululeke eZimbabwe laphaya, njalo bakhulula nathi thina silapho ukuthi sihambe siye eZimbabwe sisebenzele eduze.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Mbongeni.
Ngendlela engibona ngakhona mina, nganikeza iphawu enkulu ukuthi baqhubekele phambili. Lakini mawa be better service lapho sizohamba siyokhala leselisana lezani PF iziphume embusweni.
Hayi siyakuzwa Mbongeni. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo baba.
Yeah,
yeah, well, cool. Vateri muri kumunzwa Mbongeni Sithole uyarukoku South Africa kujoza hanzi aiwa sando dzenyu vechidiki tora isando dzenyu hanzi basa ramuri kuita aiwa endrai mberi muchiratidzira mumigwagwa hanzi tikufara zvachose nebasa ramuri kuita ikoko kwamuri saka hanzi aiwa endrai mberi. Jackson, so basically I was speaking to Mbongeni Sithole and you asked him, what are the youth thinking, what are the people thinking, and he's basically saying, man, no matter what, they're tired. They're tired of the government that's there. They're tired, even though, in actual fact, one of the comments I was reading here, there's a guy named Slambe who's saying, Sibuswa ngenkani ZANU-PF. That means ZANU-PF is doing it by force.
Right. Did ZANU-PF just win a mandate recently? Was it last year?
Yeah.
Did you guys have election last year?
Yeah,
right?
We had an election recently, and then we won, and then Mnangagwa came in serving his first official term.
What kind of threat do they feel they're getting from the population? I don't get it. I don't understand.
It's difficult to establish.
But like you said, it's not stopping.
It's not. In actual fact, like Mbongeni is saying the protests must go on.
Mm.
He's saying the war must go. In actual, another comment that just came on by Tofara Mbire, he's saying, Marwazo, no turning back. The only way is going forward.
Right.
So, all right, Ontana, one more video and then we come back to you. Earlier on, I was telling you about how technology is being used. When I come back, Nzakuluma Lo Jackson in about a minute, and we're going to establish how technology is being used in Africa. Matsubo Nukuti, Zimbabwe, how exactly are other youths using technology?
My name is Tafazwa.
Tafazwa.
Tafazwa. Yes.
So what do you do?
I'm the project officer for the Feed ZW. It's a project under Makamba Network, and we work on cutting-edge online media content. We mainly focus on podcasts and mini-documentaries. The reason why we came up with this project was against the background of media polarization in the country. We realized that young people don't actually have that platform to share their everyday stories. So the main purpose of this initiative is to offer an alternative media platform to tell the alternative Zimbabwean story.
My name is Priti Chavango.
Priti?
Chavango.
Chavango. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me a little bit about what you do.
I'm the digital media assistant for the Feed ZW. So basically I handle the social media platforms, that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
So how are the youth are consuming content maybe on social media? How big is social media here?
Social media is big, especially for young people, because a lot of people, they spend their time on social media, especially on Facebook, on Twitter, and even on Instagram, taking pictures. So using social media is a big way to reach out to the young people, because that's where they spend most of the time.
So let me talk about what you do here in terms of what kind of content that you put on social media.
Okay, we have content that comes from our contributors that's targeting youth issues affecting young people. It might be unemployment or the high number of young people who are working in the informal sector. Yeah.
Okay. What has surprised you the most in dealing with young people on social media?
I've realized that a lot of young people, they relate to almost the
Well, the Mzila Jackson, you heard the young lady, they were talking about the works that they do.
Right.
They were talking about how they're pushing news online.
Right.
It's pushing, it's moving,
right.
It's moving,
right.
Like you said.
Those young people are a microcosm of what is happening on the continent. There's a revolution happening on the continent. We know that the continent grapples with high numbers of youth unemployment. Technology presents an opportunity for them to become entrepreneurs in different fields, to innovate around issues of health, of agriculture, many others. And so it's very encouraging to see young people in Zimbabwe doing
exactly
the same thing. It is helping. It is. I think we're just at the very beginning of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
It has tremendous potential for the continent, for the continent's youth, and there's hope to be, there's reason to be hopeful and to be inspired.
Well, Jackson, thank you so much for joining me, brother.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Ontanga
Lumbonile Umnumzana Jackson Mbunganyi, the host of Upfront Africa. Check out his show at Upfront Africa on Twitter. That's correct.
Yes.
At Upfront Africa on Instagram. You'll find more details. Ntanga, thank you so much. Ngena kuhlelo lamhlanje sithintile indaba letha kurukura nezvenyaya ye shutdown ye technology yaitika kuZimbabwe tika kurukurawo zvekare kuti what exactly is going on. Tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much to everyone ongenileyo kuhlelo. Ntanga, wanelo kwalamhla. Let's meet same time, same place. Zimbabwe muhle. Bye bye. I love you. Bye bye.